for last year, and you get 40 bushels this 40 year, this year's crop is exactly
the same. 30.
Well, you're not 40. Saying doing it once, you're doing it
75.
Mm-hmm. Would you name the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, would you, what does the word Sabbath mean to you, if anything?
The next week.
Sunday. Oh.
Okay. Then, is there anything about life in Orlando or life in general that you think should have been covered in this that wasn't? People are always so tired at the end, they can't think of anything.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. January, February, March, April,
about,
May, June, July, August, September.
What about what they call the northern, because I know, it's like a tourist trade.
All right, what do people?
Well, they kind of have I just know that they always have, like, they have bumper stickers that say, Yankees, go home.
Oh, my God. You shouldn't do that if that's why.
Right. It's just, like, a few of them. It's just a few of them, you know, because... And,
who classifies as a Yankee in Orlando? How far north do you have to be from?
Well, usually we get a lot of older New Yorkers, and like everything.
And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
But a lot of people just generalize and call everybody that drives real slow or something New Yorker.
Sunday.
Is there anything about life in Orlando or life in general that you think should be?
One other question, and this really is the very last thing I'm going to ask, and that's how do you feel about language usage and so forth? Do you think it's important to speak standard English? Do you think everybody ought to?
I think it's important, but if you're raised up in an environment that's where you don't use it, then it's not really relevant.
Oh, I mean. What about,
So, just depends on what environment you're brought
what they
up.
Call the point. Like a tourist trait.
Any other what feelings that you have about language?
Well, they kind of have
it's wonderful.
They always have, like,
and probably Dr. Pedersen will never hear this, so you may feel free to say
really, my goodness.
Right.
It's just like a few of them.
Language is a wonderful thing.
No, it's...
Well, language is a very useful thing. We'd have a hard time getting along.
Right. Well, usually we get a lot of older New Yorkers, like, everything. I would say you have to...
What do you consider as your authority on language? Do you ask an English teacher, or do you look it up in the dictionary, or what?
Well... I would definitely say, what if, pronunciation or something?
Well, any kind of language matter. If it were pronunciation, what would you do? Would you ask somebody or look it up?
I would most likely, because I'm lazy, probably ask somebody. But I'm going to try to look it up. But if an English teacher, I'd go to an English teacher mainly only just for literature reasons, literary reasons,
not
grammar or anything like that.
The other feelings that you have about life.
Thank you.
Really? My goodness.
Because I know I ask all the questions, and a lot of our life sometimes don't ask all the questions, and so it's hard to find stuff, but I know it's there.
Gosh, I can't believe it. This is incredible.
Can you read it?
That part says grandfather.
What?
Yeah, it's
well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye. I would definitely say, what is pronunciation or something?
Well, any kind of language matter. If it were pronunciation, would you ask somebody?
I would most likely, because I'm lazy, probably ask somebody. But I would try to look it up. But if an English teacher, I'd get an English teacher mainly only just for literature.
Really?
Yeah. Because I know why I ask all the questions. A lot of people don't ask all the questions. But I know what.
Gosh, I can't believe it. This is incredible.
Can you read it?
That's possible.